Since 2011, the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice has been working with Georgetown University's Center for Juvenile Justice Reform in Washington, D.C., as part of a national initiative to improve the system. Speaking recently on Florida Channel's Florida Face to Face, DJJ Secretary Christy Daly says the Sunshine State was chosen as one of four states to participate in the Juvenile Justice System Improvement Project, known as JSIP.
So this project really has been the catalyst of change in our system. What JSIP does is it really creates a framework of what works and best practices and really focuses on the use of validated tools, assessments of understanding risk to reoffend, and how we can better use the history of kids that have served in the department to ensure that we're putting them in the right service at the right time, ultimately to have the best outcomes.
And Daly adds it's very data-driven.
We have been able to use data over decades to know if you've got a kid that comes in that has this risk to reoffend, they have these types of needs and services, if we give them too much of an intervention, they are more likely to recidivate. If we don't give them enough of an intervention, they're more likely to recidivate. So we are able now, through the work that we've done with Georgetown, to really hone in and identify through, you know, decision-making tools of what types of programs kids need to go in for the best outcome.
The program started off as a pilot in Pinellas County, but Daly is proud to say years later, it has brought a lot of stakeholders to the table statewide.
We have now officially rolled out in all 20 circuits, which has been a long journey, but it brings together the courts, the law enforcement, community providers, our state attorneys, public defenders, to really sit down and have those conversations of what does it look like here in our circuit and how can we strengthen the outcomes for kids, because that is ultimately what ensures our public safety.
According to Daly, Florida has the largest juvenile justice population in the U.S., and she says that, as well as their data collection system, led to Georgetown choosing Florida for this project. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.